Don't have to twist my arm talking about comic books or graphic novels, or in this case, a graphic history book. It's called Strange Fruit Volume 1, Uncelebrated Narratives from Black History. Words and pictures by Joel Christian Gill, whom we have on the line, from his drafting table at the New Hampshire Institute of Art. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
You really don't work at a drafting table, do you?
No, everything is mostly digital for me now. I still have a drafting table, but it's piled with other stuff on it right now.
You put together some very interesting and uncelebrated stories from Black history, but first the title. Why the title Strange Fruit? This comes from that Billie Holiday song about lynching, a tough title.
Yeah, when I was right when I got out of grad school, I'm from Virginia originally, and I moved to Boston, and I was there for 2 years. And sort of that understanding that, you know, that happens with race when you move from the North to the South or the South to the North. In my case, it was a shock that I'd moved to this bastion of liberalism in the North, but people were telling me to stay out of these different neighborhoods and things. And so I did a series of paintings based on the song that I called Strange Fruit. And a friend of mine, and the show went really well. People really liked it. And a friend of mine looked at the paintings once and told me that, you know, your paintings are trying to tell stories and they're failing. And I had initially went to college to draw comics and fell in love with painting and just went down the rabbit hole doing that for a while. And when I came back, so I came full circle to do comics, and I started doing these stories. I'm a big Chris Ware fan, so when I saw, you know, I was looking for my version of, you know, Acme Novelty Library, which is that series that Chris Ware does, and so I was trying to figure out what kind of title that I could use, and so I decided to take that idea that I'd been working on of Strange Fruit and sort of twist it on its head. So as opposed to telling these stories that were, you know, almost always negative or had these tragic endings, I was telling these like odd sort of off the beaten path, you know, different kind of fruit from the same sort of tree stories.
Yeah, Joel, and of course that obviously speaks to the way you dedicated the book for all those who freed themselves by cutting the rope.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that dedication was the series of paintings that I did. The one painting that I think was probably the most successful was a self-portrait with the noose around my neck, and the noose had a frayed edge to it, and it was called Strange Fruit Harvested. And, you know, it's sort of an understanding that we've come a long way, but we still got a lot of ways to go. And while all the stories in the book aren't uplifting, but they're all sort of, you know, these are stories that could only have happened in America. They're some of them are true Horatio Alger stories, like Major Taylor or Bass Reeves. These are people who, without giving themselves, without anything, no one gave them anything. Even different than, you know, me growing up in the projects, these people had nothing. And then they came to do some amazing things.
You mentioned cycling champion Major Taylor. This is big bicycling country here. We've heard of Major Taylor. But you uncovered for me chess master Theophilus Thompson, international chess master from the turn of the century.
Yeah, he came in about a 5-year span. Theophilus learned chess. Well, he was freed as a slave. He's from Maryland. He was freed as a slave. He mastered chess, learned to play it, mastered it, wrote a book on it called Chess Moves to Play and Mate, and then just completely disappeared. No one knows what happened to him. And so there's some theories that he may have left the country or he may have been the victim of a lynching. It's pretty fantastic that here's this kid who watched the end of the Civil War happen, and then a couple of years later he's, you know, a chess master.
Hmm.
Now, the master rating is a little different now than it was then, but people think that looking at his book that he may have been the first black chess master.
Aren't comic book artists all about the stories and pictures of superheroes with big muscles? The heroes you found are kind of nerds, chess master.
Yeah.
Cyclist.
When you start out drawing comics, you probably, everybody starts out, you know, drawing either Superman and Spider-Man and those people, or you start drawing out of Mad and Cracked, or some combination of both of those things, and I did the same thing. I started drawing out of those things, and I still read a lot of superhero comics, you know, especially when they have fantastic writers on them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think comics as a medium can do things that, you know, other forms of you know, art can't, which is, you know, tell a story and do things visually. And you know, put, you know, embed some sort of like hieroglyphic history into each individual character. So, you know, when I, in the Noyes Academy story from Kane, New Hampshire, about the first integrated school, you know, as opposed to having just, you know, crowds of people and mobs coming in to sort of take the kids and, you know,
drag the school out.
Yeah, I turned them into actual Jim Crows, and so there's this like murder of crows coming up. And so if you think about, like, I put in a murder of crows, but I never say murder, and I never really say these are crows or they have murderous intention. But that whole idea of like looking at them and having that embedded in them is something you can't do in a lot of other mediums.
Yeah, very interesting metaphors. You include a lot of history, facts, the definitions of words. You've really created this graphic book as a teaching tool.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing about the definitions, I don't think anybody's asked me about that, but if I could draw all my emails, I would, because there are less typos that way. And with the definitions of words, I would come to these places where I couldn't figure out what to write, and I don't think I'm good enough at figuring out how to write things, and so I was like, why don't I just put a definition in that area?
Yeah,
and those definitions would actually help to tell the story in a different way.
Joel Christian Gill wrote Strange Fruit, Uncelebrated Narratives from Black History, and I want to note, you know, comics, you said your brain will rot reading that junk. You list 28 books in your bibliography to create these 9 stories. Graphic history is, guess what, real scholarship. Well done, Joel. Thank you for your work here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
Strange Fruit by Joel Christian Gill. Your comic book fans, students, teachers will dig it. We're a couple weeks out from Comic-Con here in Denver.